The Bureau of Land Management named a new director for Utah this week. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports Greg Sheehan has close relationships with local officials and wildlife managers in the state.
Greg Sheehan directed the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources for 5 years, before President Trump tapped him to join the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2017. He left that post a year later, after suggesting a rollback to the Endangered Species Act. Now, he's taking the helm at Utah's Bureau of Land Management office, and Garfield County Commissioner Leland Pollock says he couldn't be happier.
He works with local elected officials. He's been down here to my county and held listening sessions with ranchers. So I just think it's an all-around good appointment.
Pollock pointed to a program Sheehan helped create called Utah's Watershed Restoration Initiative. It allows local officials to have more say in federal and state land management. But environmental groups say Sheehan's focus on local needs could hurt the BLM's larger mission, which is to manage public lands for a variety of uses. Steve Block is with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
I really question whether Sheehan would agree that these are federal public lands owned by all Americans and managed on their behalf by the Bureau of Land Management.
Robin Goodman worked with Sheehan at DWR, where she is now the assistant director. She says he doesn't favor ranchers or recreationists. Rather, he's committed to the health of Utah's public lands.
In my experience, his priority is finding the balance for multiple use. All or nothing for one group over another doesn't generally work out.
Sheehan starts at the BLM office in Salt Lake City on August 3rd. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.